Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Carly on the Blog Talk Notebook. Today's the 11th. The new hospital was preempted for everyone across the U.S. The impeachment trial got 1:30 my time, so they did a repeat of when Mike died on the 8th. And Dave came on for 2 minutes, which didn't make a lot of sense to me if, you know, the monkeys haven't seen it. I don't think they should be putting on the subs. Well, I think all of us should be able to see it. And I am bringing on Natalia. Yes, so no,
hello?
It was weird. I did turn on the impeachment for a second, and it was like closing for the day. And there was Zeno Hospital was with Mike's death. And I'm like, and the bad news tomorrow, people, is they are still doing trial. They used to not do trial on a Friday. Tomorrow's Friday, and they are doing the damn trial. Again. So, ABC, CBS, NBC, get your act together. It's been 4 days without soaps. It feels like it felt last year when we tried to impeach them, which they should do it then. But no, they were too coward. And it's just me, you, and David, and Bobby on the air so far, by the way. So, yes.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we have Robin Gibbs on our show, and yeah, so, and I think, I don't want to always say the news is, you know, incorrect, because I love giving the news accurate, but I think this is, or maybe next week. Hold on.
For
no, I'm just saying. When is President's Weekend?
Oh, it's Monday.
That's Monday.
Monday is President's Day. This is Monday.
Okay, so no mail or anything, folks. And you guys, guess what? It's snowing a little in Seattle. I couldn't be more happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, right now it just snows south. But, hey, I will take it. Even though I'm freezing. Okay, and we have Mike Manley on here now. And you guys know him from The Real World. And he just did a great stint on Days of Our Life with Sully. So let's bring him on.
Hello, how are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Mike. Good.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how's it going? Thanks for
having
me.
It's Carly and Nadia. You're welcome.
Yeah, that's Nadia. I'm Carly. So, yeah, like I said in the beginning, you were amazing on Days of Our Life. And I don't know why you're out on Days, because you were so good on Days. I was hoping that they would make you a contract player.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that. It's kind of bittersweet because I knew that it was a limited run going into it, and then I was okay with that. And then as I started filming and exploring the character of Charlie, I sort of fell in love with Charlie and fell in love with the character and fell in love with Salem. And And so the more that I sort of filmed and got to know everybody and worked with different actors, the more I was like, oh man, I don't want this to end. So, but anyway, I mean, it's tough, but I think I made the most of what the role was and what the character was and what the journey was.
Well, if you want us to go on Twitter, and we will, and get kill them and bring you guys back, because I believe that, and I would, Natalia knows I would, and
I'm Nadia.
Yeah, Nadia, suddenly I came in, okay, and so, yeah, I mean, I really loved, you know, On Dates, because I just thought it was a great role you were playing, and it was just a really good, you know, time on Dates, and, you know, even though...
Yeah, I sort of made a promise to myself when I accepted the role as Charlie, and when I started shooting there, I sort of made a promise to myself. I said, look, if I'm going to do this, I don't want him to be a one-dimensional villain. And at the end of the day, you know, if people understand why he did what he did, then I would have done my job. And so I wanted to make him relatable, and I wanted to really bring out some that he felt with his mom and, you know, from some of the other people in his life, so that at least at the end of the day, yes, he did something awful. And I'm not discounting that. And what he did to Allie was awful. So, but at least at the end of the day, people understood why he was that type of person.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was very understandable at the end of the day. And so who did you like working the most with on Dave? You know, since you got to work with a lot of people.
You know, I have to say that I was really lucky with the amount of people that I got to work with, just because you know, with Claire and Charlie having that romance, Claire brought Charlie around all of the Bradys. So I got to, you know, work with Deidre and with, you know, with that whole side of the family and John and everybody. And that was really cool. You know, Drake, I always mix up the real
Drake.
Name and the actor name, just because, yeah, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then Eric and everybody else, like I got to know the Bradys. And then, when it wasn't, you know, working with Isabel as Claire was really great too, because she's such a giving actress. And so she made it really easy for Mike as Charlie to really fall in love with the character of Claire in a very honest way. And then, you know, we would see Charlie at Titan talking to Xander and getting romance advice from Xander, who is, by the way, the last person you should be taking romance advice from.
Thank you. I was screaming at the TV over that, by the way.
Yeah,
no advice from Xander can go good. Oh.
Yeah, yeah,
no.
But Paul is such a great actor, and
he's such
a goofball when the cameras aren't rolling, so it kept it really fun.
Well, I mean, he is great in that role of, you know, you want to kill him and then love him at the same time. But personally, I would kill him for after everything he's done to everyone. And just gotten away with a lot of stuff. And, yeah, and, you know, working with, like, Deidre and Drake, oh, my gosh, that would be my dream people to work with. I love Drake. I love Deidre. You know, getting to be on the side of the Blacks, Brady. You know, well, put it this way, Claire is related to almost everyone on campus. So, yeah. You know, it's weird how on Dates everyone is related to almost everyone on that show. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and also Brandon Beamer playing Claire's father was really great too, because I had worked with Brandon Beamer on another series I did called The Bay, and so I knew him going into the show. I knew Mary Beth Evans from The Bay. I knew Brandon from The Bay, and then I actually knew Lucas, who plays Trip. I knew him from just, you know, friends. I've known him for like the past 7 years. So it was nice because, you know, I was a new guy on the show, but when I went to film, I didn't feel like the new kid in school because I already had a handful of people that I knew and I ended up working with a lot.
Well, yeah, and I love Trip. I adore him. I love that he's back. I miss when he was on there. And so, yeah, I mean, but having a limited one on the soaps is always hard because I think the actors really, really get into it, and then you guys have to leave. And I think that's always, always harder when you do that, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, a lot of people have told me over the last couple weeks that in the soap world, you never really die. So I don't know, you know, I don't know if this is the end for him or for me on it, you know, on that soap or a different soap or whatever. Like, I don't really, we'll see what happens. I think I have a feeling that, you know, I will be involved with something else in the soap world at some point.
Well, yeah, and like you said, so you've been on The Bay as well. So how is working on The Bay?
The Bay is great. The Bay, I joined last season in season 5, and then for this season in season 6, we actually filmed all of season 6 at a ranch in California, like a secluded ranch. And they really, the writers of that show this season, they really took what was going on in the world and applied it to their show. So they had a storyline about Black Lives Matter. They had a storyline about police brutality. They had a storyline about COVID. They had somebody die on the show because of COVID. They had a storyline about, you know, marriage equality, and they had, you know, a gay wedding, and then they had a storyline about, and then they had all the other fun stuff that you would expect with a daytime drama like that. So they had a baby born in the back of a car and an evil twin and, you know, all the fun stuff that make for good television.
Well, yeah, and I just think that, you know, The Bay is so good, and it's been, you know, like you said, around since season 6. So it's been around, and I love that they, you know, the web shows give us another way to see all soap stars that we don't see on a regular basis. I think that is a really good thing that they are doing. And let me see, my last question is, so what do you like to do for fun when you're not working?
What do I like to do for fun? So I have two dogs, I have two pit bulls, and I love hanging out with them. I love doing hikes, I love going camping, I love rock climbing, I love, you know, just outdoor stuff that that sort of have nothing to do with the entertainment industry. I feel like spending time outdoors is a way to sort of recenter and forget a lot of the stressful aspects of the entertainment industry. So much of the industry is, you know, waiting by the phone for your next job as an actor, and then I also have a production company, so I do a lot of like the business side of things when I'm, you know, writing scripts or finding scripts or whatever, and trying to package movies. And so it's really important to me to take time and sign off of social media and go outside and spend the day at the beach or spend the day hiking with the dogs or spend the day, you know, doing other things that have nothing to do with entertainment, because otherwise I'll get burnt out.
Well, that's true. I mean, see, California, you kind of can get away with that more than you can in Seattle, because by now it is like 30 degrees and it's kind of snowing or trying to snow, which makes me very happy. No one else is happy about the snow. I might bring it because we haven't had snow in so long. So, yeah, right now it's 30 degrees. Oh, my God, that's why I'm freezing.
I grew up in Colorado, and so I grew up, like, snowboarding and skating, and I love the snow.
Yeah, I love the snow. I mean, I really do. I think it's beautiful when it comes down. So, yeah, and Nadia, I know you have a couple of questions.
Yes. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. I don't know if you remember, but the last time we spoke was on the SoulPub Fireside Chat.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I remember
that. Yep, that was the last time we spoke.
Well, nice to talk to you again. Now we talked about some things about Charlie, and now it comes full circle, and we can talk about the rest of the thing.
Exactly. So I have a couple of questions. So how did you become an actor? Like, how did you start your acting career?
Yeah. Okay. So I started. I did community theater in Colorado. And I did, like, theater in high school, and, you know, I started, for me, I always knew that I loved acting, but it wasn't in my universe the idea that I could be a professional actor. I didn't know anybody that was making their living being an actor, so for me, it was always something fun to do on the side,
mm-hmm.
but for me, I would never, it wasn't like I was going to grow up and become a professional actor, and then I was actually going to school for business. And a friend of mine asked me to audition with him for a reality show called Real World on MTV. And so mm-hmm. I followed him to an audition. I had never seen the show before. I followed him to an audition and ended up becoming one of the cast members on the show. And then I had an agent in Los Angeles reach out to me after he saw the show and convinced me to move out to L.A.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So,
I think it was the universe telling me that I
mm-hmm.
needed to get out of Colorado and just pursue what I had always loved to do, but was always too afraid to take the leap.
Too afraid to. Yep. Exactly. Okay. So also too, I know you worked with Tamara Braun because she was your mom on Days.
Mm-hmm.
how is it like working with her?
Honestly, I think that I lucked out with Tamara. I think that she's such a talented actress, and I really think that a lot of the emotional scenes that I had to do with Charlie and his mom were so good because Tamara gave me so much to work off of.
Awesome.
She's such a kind soul and a sweet person, and she's also really, really talented. So I was actually nervous about a lot of the emotional stuff that I would have to do. And
mm-hmm.
I just remember the first day on set before we started shooting, when I was working with her, she just gave me a hug and really slipped into that mother character so quickly, and
mm-hmm.
it really made it easy for me to be Charlie, the upset, neglected son.
I know. I was laughing. I was like, wow. It was like he was so, and then all of a sudden you got so angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, the character of Charlie's pretty funny. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Well,
and I'm like,
I
wait.
Think
I'm
that,
like, he tied her up and.
Yeah, I did. Well, because I think that, like, that's the fun thing about Charlie is playing that duality. And with even with, like, the glasses being on his face and taking the glasses off and showing different sides of him, I feel like that was what really that was what was really special about, you know, being a part of the show and getting to play such a complex character, is that I was really able to explore a lot of different sides of who he was.
And then you also worked with Lindsay Arnold as well. She's a very great actress too.
Yeah, Lindsay's great, and it made it even harder to know that, you know, to picture and imagine what Charlie had done, because she is such a sweet person. It made it even worse. And when we shot some of those scenes where you actually see what happens in the flashback, what Charlie did to Allie, it was really difficult. But I think that Lindsay and I agreed that we just had to go for it, because, you know, that those kinds of things actually happen to people, and we had to do those characters justice, and we had to do the storyline justice. And and so it made me sick to my stomach to shoot those scenes, but I'm glad that we really went for it.
That's awesome. And now you're also on the Bay as well. So how is it like working on the Bay?
The Bay is great because I'm so comfortable with all of those people. And, and I really like the storylines that they gave me this season. So, you know, I think that the Bay was such a great preparation for what I would have to do on Days, because, you know, with the Bay, they really allowed me to discover the character and to work with the creators and really create this character from scratch. And and because of that, that's what I try to do with Charlie as well. So on the Bay, I play Caleb McKinnon, and he's a teacher. And then in season six, you actually see him, like trying to teach his class on Zoom, and you see him struggling with like the pandemic and COVID and everything. And so it was really cool that, you know, it was nice that the writers brought what was happening in the real world into the storyline at that time.
Right. The Bay was, I love The Bay. I think it's a great show. Now, did you get to work with Jackie too, Jackie Seaman?
No, I didn't.
No. Okay. Because I know she was on there too. So I have one more question. I just have one more question before we go on to the other two boys. Have you ever done theater, like Broadway theater or theater in general?
Yeah, so actually that's where I started, was in theater. So in high school, I did the movie musical Oliver. I did Secret Garden. I did Camelot. I did a handful of musicals. And then I also did live theater. I did like some black box theater before I moved to LA. So, which was actually kind of nice, because to me, being on a soap opera is almost the closest thing to live theater that you're going to get in television. You go, they have a bunch of cameras to try to pick it, you know, pick up what's happening. You go there, you have one take with the other actor, and then you move on. And it's almost like a trust exercise. And for me, that reminded me very much about what I would have to do in theater.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Yeah, I love theater. Theater's really, theater's my thing. I've done theater since I was 3 years old, so I've been.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I love theater so much. That's one thing that I really miss now, you know, that the pandemic is happening and theaters are closed.
I know.
I really miss live theater. And one day, it is, you know, I'm going to put this out in the universe now, but it is one of my goals to do Broadway someday.
Oh, awesome. I would love to see you on Broadway. That'd be cool.
Thank you. I would love to see me on Broadway too.
Maybe I'll be joining you. You never know.
There you go. Let's put it out there. Let's make it happen.
Exactly. We should definitely. Well, thank you so much, Mike, for being on the show. We appreciate it. We have a couple more people that want to talk to you, so I'm going to let them talk to you, okay?
I will put David on. Hey, David.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, David. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm a fan. You did a good job playing Charlie. Awesome job playing
Thank
Charlie.
Thank you so much.
I've been watching Dave for over 30 years, and you did great. What was like working with
awesome.
Tamara Braun? What about your scenes with Tamara Braun?
What about it?
Well, how about your scene doing with Tamara Braun? When you tie her up and all that, and bug her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Tamara was just so great to work with just because she gives so much, and she's such a talented actress that she really made it real. It's interesting that you bring up the scene where I tie her up, because I actually watched some of Tamara's old episodes where she was the one torturing people and tying people up and everything else, and I watched how much she enjoyed it. So when I was playing Charlie, tying her up, I tried to add some of that humor and some of that fun to then show the whole like father-son or the mother-son relationship, and that the apple didn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, she's an awesome actress, love her. Yeah, because, I mean, yeah. So, yeah. What's your favorite movie? You got a favorite movie you have to watch over and over again? You have to pick a favorite movie you have to watch over and over again?
My favorite movie would have to be Gladiator.
A great movie, Russell Crowe, seen that about many times. That's a great movie. That's a crow.
I could watch that movie. I could watch that movie over and over again.
Me, I'm a thriller fan, horror fan. I love Alfred Hitchcock. I love The Birds.
Okay.
Psycho. Yeah, I can watch Psycho over and over again. Never get tired. A lot of Halloween and all that stuff, horror movies, and black white stuff.
So that's awesome.
That's what I'm into. So yeah. What about the Bell? How was it doing the Bell? I like the Bell. I think she's in every episode, every scene of the Bell.
I shot The Real World back in 2009, and then it aired 2010. And The Real World was really my first, the first experience I had where they threw me into a television show. And I never watched the show before. I didn't know what I was getting into. And so I went to D.C. and I lived in the house, and I just was part of the show, and it was The Real World that caught the attention of my first manager in Los Angeles, and he actually ended up finding me on social media and convincing me to move to Los Angeles. So I would never do it again because I like my privacy too much. So I don't think that I would do a reality show ever again. But for what it was, I'm really grateful that The Real World happened, because otherwise I probably wouldn't be in Los Angeles right now.
Yeah. But you did a great job on Real World. I've been watching every season of Real World, even when you were on it. So you did a real good job.
Thank you.
I mean, I love reality shows. And I would be nervous, too, before the four climbers. Well, thanks for coming on the show, because I'm a fan. And come back anytime.
Thank you very much. Thank you for talking to me.
And we have one more call. Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Bobby, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I haven't called up that much with Dave because of the preemptions that they have had, not only because of this impeachment trial, but because of our local health officials coming up with a COVID update. So I haven't had that much time to watch dates or catch up with it. But from what you said in online on SouthCentral.com, you was really sick to your stomach to having to do a rape scene like what you did with Lindsay. And I'm glad you and Lindsay pulled it off because I've seen so much talent at young lady from what I've heard.
Yeah, I mean, those scenes were really difficult because of the subject matter, but Lindsay and I talked about it ahead of time, and we just decided that we really had to go for it because those types of awful things happen to people in real life, and
right.
if we just sort of didn't go for it, then we wouldn't be doing those stories justice. So while it was really uncomfortable to shoot, we thought it was really important to really just shoot that way.
Right. And you said you was on The Real World. That's great. You was in great company of the past Real World because you had The Miz and the WWE who got a start on The Real World. You also had Kyle Brennan, the original Phillip, who is now on NFL Network. That guy started on there, and it's great to just see somebody that started a reality show like that to be on. But I know with the drama that a lot of these reality shows have, especially with some of these actresses that have been on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and all the other Real Housewives shows that have done acting on soaps in addition to that, there's more drama on television than it is with their characters. Because I looked at the same situation for many years with the Kardashians, that it was more drama on social media than what was being portrayed on the show. And I'm glad that you was able to move your talent from acting on a reality show to acting on a soap, because I think that this is something different, because what you see on these reality shows might be scripted, according to what some people said, but who knows if some other TV show might be wanting to scout you out. Like, we might see one of the Kardashians or Jenner girls maybe possibly getting an acting job in Hollywood now that they're no longer on TV. I mean, maybe your former Real World stars will become big-time stars like The Miz or Kyle was.
Yeah, I think that people like Jamie Chung, for instance, was on Real World San Diego, and then she went on to do Veronica Mars. I think she was also on Days of Our Lives. She did Once Upon a Time. She's on that show, The Gifted. And so she's carved out a really successful acting career, and she was on Real World. So I feel like there's a handful of those cases where people have pivoted from reality TV to actually acting. And I think for me, it was really important when I first moved to Los Angeles, I almost didn't even tell anybody that I did Real World, just because I wanted them to get to know me as an actor, because I had been acting since I was little, and I didn't want them to think that I was just a reality TV person. Now,
right.
because I've done so much on the scripted side, I'm not really afraid to talk about it anymore, because I'm not afraid
yeah.
that people are going to judge me for that. But in the beginning,
yeah.
I definitely tried to keep it a secret.
Yeah, because when I look at The Miz now versus his Real World days, I think he became more popular from people who have seen what he can do on TV on Mondays and Friday nights versus what he have done on The Real World. And I kind of just think that's basically the same thing with what many people go and look at you from what you've done on Days of Our Lives versus The Real World. But I don't want to keep you on the phone all night, though. So I'll let you go, and I'll let Carly and I'll just wrap up the interview.
Okay.
Awesome. Hey, it was a pleasure talking
Bobby.
To you. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Mike. Mike, we really hope you come back. And, hey, maybe we'll see you on another soap. That would be really cool.
Yeah. Who knows
maybe
what's going to happen. But,
maybe General Hospital will be calling on Young and Restless. See, I don't want you going to board because we will not see you a lot. So that would be my top two for you. Vinyl and General. Yeah, I think those two will do really good. But thank you so much for calling in. And Nadia, do you have anything to say?
I just want to say thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I really enjoyed talking to you. I enjoyed talking to you on the Fireside Chat the last time, too.
Yeah, no, this has been great, and hopefully I'll be back at some point talking about something else, whether it's, you know, another soap or another show or whatever.
Anytime that you have something new that you want to, like, promote, like, if what you're doing, just let me know, and then we can always set up another call.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
Bye.
All right. Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, let's see. Okay. Bobby, are you on? Oh, yeah. It would
Bobby?
Be helpful. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Everyone's on.
I think you mute me.
Yeah, and I want to make an announcement.
Yeah.
Tonight, if you're not doing anything,
can you hear me?
This board, ABC
Hello?
Daytime.
Can you hear us, Bobby?
I'm on mute.
No, you're not. Can you hear me?
Bobby, are you there?
I think you muted me, Carl.
David, you're here.
No, I'm not. Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, can you hear me?
So before we go, a couple of announcements. Okay, ABC Daytime, back on Broadway right now, is live on YouTube. So anyone that wants to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
okay.
You're on.
All right. I can hear you.
Okay.
It's Blog Talk again.
It's going to be right now, it's streaming. So, you can pick that up all night long. There are so many good people that will be on there tonight. And it's, fighting AIDS, so that's good. And tomorrow we will be back with Robin Gibbs. So, and remember, we probably won't have also back tomorrow.
What is it that we won't have back?
We probably don't have.
Whoa.
Bobby,
you
on.
Yeah, I think you keep on. Something's happening where I keep on getting muted and then unmuted.
That's weird.
Well, So let me see. Let's see. So we have someone on my Friday. And I don't know what our next week schedule looks like right
I'll
now.
I'll tell you
who
we have.
Yeah.
I know.
I know we have Eric next week, I believe. I think it's on the week after.
Hold on a second. Okay, so next week we have... So we have Nicholas Coster on the 16th. We have Mary Ann Morelli on the 18th. Huh?
Maybe Richard Egan. I think we're going to call in.
Richard Egan? Yeah, we do.
Yep.
No, Diana.
And,
no.
And
we have Robin tomorrow. On the 16th, we have Nicholas Coster. On the 18th, we have Mary Ann Morelli. And then, and then on the 19th, we have, should I say who we have on the 19th? Callie?
Kathleen Gotti. Maybe.
Kathleen Gotti's pending still, but we have somebody else, too, on the 19th.
Well,
should I say who it is?
I don't exactly remember right now, but it will come to me.
No, but do you want me to say it?
So, yeah, so we are going to end it early because we will be back tomorrow night at 5, one show tomorrow, thank God. And then
hey,
we will
you,
be... one. Oh, wait, 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 wait. 516, you're on mail.
Marcos.
Oh, Marcos, hey. You missed Mike.
You
What's
missed
that?
Mike.
Oh, I just finished. I was doing all these interviews today. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
That's okay.
Working on three
I mean...
stories as I speak. So, yeah, I didn't pay attention. So, yeah, just, okay, cool. Okay.
But, just if you want to do an article on us tomorrow, we have Robin on at 5.
Which
so,
one?
Yeah. No, 5
Robin
o'clock,
Briggs.
You know, West Coast
I know her
time.
Well. Yeah, I just did her. Okay, cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I didn't know the number, so I had to go Google it. Because I should have stored it in my phone, the 347 number. So, sorry, girls.
No, you're fine.
Every time I'll get you. You know what? You could really be a co-host anytime you want, basically. You know?
Sometime.
You
at some
get,
point. Once my schedule comes
bored,
down.
If you get bored mm-hmm. with all your interviews, you can always
know,
become
right?
a co-host with us.
That'll be cool, yeah.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I would love it. And so, yeah, so, yes. So we have Robin tomorrow night, and then we are off for the weekend. And then we have other people coming on in February and in March. So we have a really good lineup coming up, everyone.
Good. How was your
day
today?
And you're welcome anytime, Mark, to talk to any of our guests or hang out with us.
Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Bobby, of course he does. Marcus has first did that everyone, so there.
Power journalist.
Power journalist, yep.
Yes.
Yep. So we're going to end it now, but we will be back tomorrow at 5.
Awesome, thank you.
Yep, 5 o'clock Pacific,
right.
8 o'clock Eastern.
I need a store right. number because I have to Google it every time. I have to store this number.
Oh, store the number in.
Yeah.
Or you could just message me and ask me, I'll tell you.
I should have because I was like, what's the number I was going on? I know it's 347 and that's it. Thank you. Have a good night, girls.
We will give you the number.
You too, thank you.
Always.
Okay, night, Marcus.
Night, Carly and Nadia.
Bye, Marcos.
Bye.
See ya.
Good night, guys.
Okay, so we are going.
Good night, Bobby.
Night, you guys. Have a great night.
You too.
Good night.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.